I'm under arrest right now? What am I under arrest for? Christian, are you serious right now? Okay. I didn't assault him though.
I'm arguing
with my boyfriend. Can y'all please just listen to me as a person?
What's up, everyone? I know by now you probably already heard about the whole Sha'Carri Richardson and the airport assault ordeal. We're going to get into a lot of the details of the timeline of the events, how things occurred with the assault, what was Sha'Carri's response after the assault versus what was Christian's, the guy she assaulted response afterwards. We're going to talk about her apology. We're going to talk about some biases and how certain people's immediate reaction is to lie in the situation because they know the immediate response to the public will be on their side and they take full advantage of this. And how can we change this narrative to fit what reality is? Let's get right into it. Okay, as you can see, she's pushing him aggressively. He continues to try to avoid her. And watch as how this predator follows him every step of the way and continues to shove him in front of every single person. She just punched him in the face right then. He continues to walk away. He never lifts his hand against her. She just shoved him into a wall. And everyone is just walking past without batting an eye seeing this assault. Can you imagine the outrage if this was the man shoving and punching a woman into an airport? This looks so reminiscent to the whole Diddy situation in Cassie when they was in the hotel. But she is actually doing it in front of everyone and no one is even batting an eye at this whole situation when a woman is beating on this man. Why is it like this? Big salute to this gentleman. He never raised his hand to hit her. He didn't even put his hand up to deflect the punch because he already know if he would have just deflected or restrained her from hitting him, he would have been the most horrible person on earth. And she would just be looked at as a victim. When she initiated everything, and only thing he's doing is trying to prevent her from hitting him. So in a lot of cases, a man can't even protect himself without the worry of him being villainized automatically by everyone. Because trust me, everyone that was walking by, that was watching her hit him over and over, push him over and over, if he would have lifted a hand to deflect her punches, if he would have grabbed her shoulders to try to stop her from hitting him, everyone in the airport would try to jump on him. Everyone would have called the police immediately to stop this man from harming this woman when they know this woman was who was harming him and he wasn't the one who initiated this whole thing. He was just protecting himself. So it may be the best option for men, which is not right. You can't even protect yourself from a woman who claims that she's not protected in society, when the man can't even protect himself from her without being made a villain. So let's listen to the other track star for the United States of America, Christian Coleman's response directly after Sha'Carri Richardson assaulted him.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like it was just a sucky situation all around. Like, I don't feel as if, like, she should have been arrested. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, you know, people have discussions and emotions and stuff like that. And she has, like, things that she needs to work on for herself, of course. And so do I. So do you. Like, everybody. And I'm the type of guy, like, I'm in the business of just, like, extending grace and mercy and love. And I feel as if, like, I don't try to look at obstacles either. Like, I just look at, like, situations like this to just, like, you know, take a step back, analyze yourself mentally, and then just try to see what you could do to be your best self so that you can move forward, so you can just be the type of person and a human that God needs you to be for his kingdom and for his glory. And so that's kind of how I look at the situation. And like, and I hate the narrative too of just like, you know what I'm saying, it's so negative. But like I said, it's just like in the state of Seattle, even talking to the cop or whatever, he was just like, it really was nothing I could do. And it's just like, I understood. But I mean, like I said, it was just a sucky situation. But
this entire time, all he did was try to protect that young woman even though she was in the absolute wrong and he was a victim of assault and domestic violence this entire time. But somehow there is a narrative to say that men that look like him, a black man, do not protect black women, when this was a black woman he was trying his best to protect when she was in the wrong and viciously attacking him. This happens so often where men do try their best to protect the woman, even though knowing that she was in the wrong, somehow try to make excuses for them and say that it was because of her emotions, as if men don't have emotions and still have to be held accountable for their actions. And we are still held to a standard to where you must control yourself no matter what emotion you are having. Every adult should fall under this. It doesn't matter if you're a male or a female. You must hold your composure in an emotional state. Your actions will have reactions and consequences that follow. You shouldn't feel that just because you're emotional, you will not have to pay a consequence. But unfortunately, this is the narrative that's being pushed, and a lot of young ladies will feel as if they do not have to face accountability for their actions if they are in an emotional state. And some would even put on the front and act as if they were just so emotional and use that as a crutch and an automatic get out free card, when it's not the case. Now, we saw his response and how he talked about Shakiri after she assaulted him. Now, let's listen to Shakiri's response when she was the aggressor.
Who was talking to you? Was there someone talking to you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you talk to her?
I was there.
She been drinking?
So this is the position that Christian called me and put me into, okay?
It looked like she just called him a bitch right in front of the police. He didn't even react. He just looked at her, turned his head. And if you listen carefully, you hear the policeman say, has she been drinking? Like, yo, she tripping. Listen to it.
Is there anything I need to do?
Who was talking to you? Was there someone talking to you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you talk to her?
I was there.
She been drinking?
So this is the position that Christian called me and put me into, okay? Because he's a coward, and I don't want anything to do with him at this point going forward. My name is Shakira Richardson. I have no problem with letting you know who I am. Having put my hands on him. We had an argument. I will be honest about that. Okay. An argument, and that's pretty much it.
Okay. She's talking to the police saying, this is the position that Christian put her in. How did Christian put you in this position when you are the one that is the predator in this situation? When you are actively pursuing and hitting on him over and over and over again? She's taking no accountability for her actions and putting it all on the victim. Are we not familiar with this? Do you see that drastic difference in how he spoke about her directly after the assault? Also, in front of the police, he never said anything negative about her. But directly afterwards, even though she was in the wrong, she immediately started saying bad things about him. We got to do better, man. A lot of people say, well, why she was angry? It don't matter why she was angry. There's no reason to ever put your hands on anyone. Would it be acceptable if he was angry and put his hands on her? Absolutely not. So you have to understand the same rules apply to everyone, man or woman.
I'm under arrest right now. What am I under arrest for? Christian, are you serious right now? Okay. I didn't assault him though.
We have video cameras.
I literally was having an argument. I'm not resisting, so you don't have to argue harder. Christian, are you serious right now? Christian.
Washington State. He doesn't get a say.
But I understand. We were arguing. But I understand entirely. We were arguing. Okay. I'm not a criminal. I had an argument with my boyfriend.
Can you take a seat in the car, please?
You know what? I'm not resisting y'all. I was in the car. This is crazy. Y'all not even listening to me. I do. You want me to take it off? It's not a weapon. Like, I'm not resisting.
Take a seat.
I had an argument with my boyfriend.
Know,
can y'all please just listen to me as a person?
Sorry, I have.
It's scary. You
have to go ahead and.
What was that? Crazy. Are you serious right now? Because I argue with my boyfriend.
You can't make a temporary decision that's going to impact you permanently. Like, she went from all that aggression to now crying. Now you crying and whining. You was the big, bad, vicious bear earlier. Now you're crying when it comes to accountability. That's just another manipulative tactic that a lot of women use to their advantage. If it wasn't video, she could have used it, knowing that she was in the wrong. But since there's video, this is how this can be exploited. And you can see how you can't just automatically assume and believe the first person that comes out and say something. You got to wait and hear all sides of the story before you automatically say, I believe her. I believe him. That's where we go wrong in society right now. We start trying to make everyone pay consequences when there's absolutely no proof of it yet. You're going to automatically jump and say, I believe her. I believe all women. Let's stop this. We know a lot of women lie. A lot of men lie. Humans lie. You can't believe the first thing you hear. Now let's listen to Sha'Carri Richardson's apology.
More than anything, definitely a lot of self-reflection, a lot of understanding of not only putting myself in a compromised situation, but somebody that I have a deep care and appreciation for as well is something that holding myself accountable.
I don't know if this was a PR thing, if it was genuine, but she went in out there and apologized directly afterwards, said that this is a man that she cares deeply about. But anyway, make sure you like, subscribe, let me know your thoughts. I want to continue this discussion and build on it.
Finest Point Podcast.
More than a pod, it's a lifestyle.